From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell with another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. Getting the hour underway with the Fred Hirsch Trio. Fred Hirsch on piano, John Hebert on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. From their 2014 studio album, Floating, their first studio album after their highly acclaimed double album, Live at the Vanguard, from 2012. Both albums issued on the Palmetto label. And this piece is Fred's tribute to another jazz pianist, Kevin Hayes. It's called Autumn Hayes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a solo guitar rendition of Stella by Starlight, performed by Joe Pass in 1974, at a time when he was recording for the Pablo label, and that's from Volume 1 of his Virtuoso series of solo guitar records, and a very appropriate title, as Joe Pass was indeed a virtuoso jazz guitarist. Before that, one of the masters of the jazz vibraphone, Lionel Hampton. A session from 1955 with Stan Getz on tenor, Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Shelly Mann drums. Jumpin' at the Woodside. That's from a CD called Vibra Holiday, and you can acquire that as an individual album if you would like, but it's actually part of an extensive CD box set, a 100-CD set, called Jazz Legends. It's from the House of Jazz record label. And each legend that is featured in the box set has several CDs devoted to them. The Lionel Hampton collection spans 10 CDs in the set, featuring him in various settings at various points in his extensive career. And we began the set with the Fred Hirsch Trio and a tribute to fellow pianist Kevin Hayes, Autumn Hayes. Look for that on his album, Floating. We'll begin this set with a quintet fronted by two tenor sax greats, Teddy Edwards and Houston Person. Their album Close Encounters, with Stan Hope on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. It's the opening track, Twisted.
Saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment you passed by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Again, I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew the flame of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling is still in my heart. To start for that old feeling, it's still in my heart, still in my heart, still.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Grover Washington Jr. on soprano sax. That piece also featuring Jerry Nywood of Chuck Mangione fame on alto sax, Dave Grusin electric piano, Steve Kahn guitar, George Mraz bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. And a beautiful rendition of Herbie Hancock's Dolphin Dance, a bit of a departure for Grover in the mid-70s, as he was riding the wave of popularity as his music was all over the jazz and R&B charts, known for its fusion of funk and modern jazz. But Mr. Washington stepping away from the jazz-funk realm for that beautiful rendition of Dolphin Dance. Look for it on his album A Secret Place from 1976, his final album for Creed Taylor's Kudu imprint, a division of CTI Records. Also in that set, Canadian pianist and singer Diana Krall, from my favorite Diana Krall release, 1999's Love Scenes. She's in an intimate trio with Russell Malone on guitar and Christian McBride on bass. Obviously, Diana has released many albums since this one, but this one really stands out, in my opinion, as one of her best efforts. And we heard That Old Feeling. And getting things underway with a quintet co-led by Teddy Edwards and Houston Person, two tenor sax players getting together for Twisted from the album Close Encounters. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell, and in this, our final set for the hour, we'll hear a trio of quartets, starting off with the Cal Jader Quartet, recorded in 1956 at a time when MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet, was one of the hippest new groups in jazz, featuring Milt Jackson on vibes, and many vibes players tried to emulate that sound. Cal Jader, very much an admirer of Milt Jackson and his work, so he stepped away from his Latin jazz projects to record this straight-ahead date, with Gerald Wiggins on piano, Gene Wright on bass, and Bill Douglas on drums. This is a blues number. It's called Miss Wiggins. Thank you. One of the masters of jazz guitar in the 1950s, Tal Farlow, in a quartet with Gerald Wiggins on piano, hearing Gerald for the second time in that set, Ray Brown on bass, and Chico Hamilton on drums. Originally from the Autumn in New York LP, the sessions were actually recorded in Los Angeles in the fall of 1954. That was Cherokee. You can also find it on a nice collection of jazz guitar works called The Best Jazz Guitar You've Never Heard, put out by the U5 label in 2013. A nice way to introduce someone to the wide variety of jazz guitar stylings. Also in that set from 2014, the Sophisticated Lady Jazz Quartet. Four young jazz musicians who met at USC. Misha Biggs on piano, J.J. Kirkpatrick trumpet, Gary Wicks bass, and Andrew Boyle drums. From their album Sophisticated Lady, we heard a piece penned by Gary Wicks, Weightless. And we got things underway this time with the Cal Jader Quartet. Sessions from 1956 from a CD simply called Cal Jader Quartet. We heard Miss Wiggins. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you so much for joining me. Do join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.